Hey, Dog Speak Geeks. Do you ever feel frustrated? Well, your dog does. Frustration occurs when an animal is interrupted in reaching their goals. Unfortunately, this occurs all too often in the modern world when a dog's goals do not align with those of their human companion. This can be a source of distress for both you and your dog, but it can also lead to the development of problem behaviors and can damage the relationship that you have with your dog. But we have answers for you. Join us for a two-day in-person seminar October 5th and 6th with instruction by Daniel Shaw. Daniel Shaw is an animal behaviorist with a background in animal behavior, psychology, and neuroscience. He will be talking about what frustration is and how it can be identified, the difficulty of conventional approaches in resolving frustration, what influences the value of rewards, as well as supporting frustrated dogs and building frustration tolerance. You can buy early bird tickets now until August the 5th, and be sure that you join us for our pre-seminar social Friday evening where you can meet Daniel and the Dog Speak team. We look forward to seeing you October 5th and 6th in Nashville, Tennessee for the Neuroscience of Resolving Frustration in Dogs seminar. Hey, Dog Speak Geeks. So, I've been thinking about the episode I recorded with Daniel and about frustration. You know, I see frustration a lot in many dogs, and I realized that we didn't really talk about what you might see when your dog is feeling frustrated. So, I want to do a little bit of a part two, I guess, to it, but without Daniel. He's so busy. He is working on his master's degree, and so he's super busy right now, and I really appreciate him taking the time to talk with me. But I thought, you know what, let me just jump on and do a really short part two to this frustration and what that could look like. Now, when you think about frustration in humans, we get frustrated very easily throughout the day, and when you think about what you do when you're frustrated, I think that that will give you some really good insight into what you may see from your dog with frustration. So, you know, when you get frustrated, say you can't get the top off of something. I know that frustrates me when I can't get the top off. I'm like, why do I go to the gym? I can't even get the top off these pickles. That's some frustration. What do? Right? We may hit the jar a couple of times, take a spoon and really hit the jar kind of hard. We may curse a little bit, stomp our feet, raise our voice. And we think that that's just a normal way to act. Now, some people may not get frustrated with that jar. They may just think, well, all right, not a big deal. I didn't really want a pickle, or maybe I didn't need a pickle. Maybe they didn't find it frustrating. Maybe because the pickle really wasn't that important. They were just looking for something to eat. They really didn't want a pickle. So if you really wanted a pickle, your frustration is going to kick in and your explosion is going to be much bigger, right? So that's something that you can think about, all right? If you really are wanting something and you can't access it, your frustration is going to be a bigger explosion, right? You're going to be a really big firework. If you kind of want something, but it's really not that big of a deal and you can't get to it and you don't have access to it, you're probably going to be like a little bottle rocket or a little, you know, a little pop type firework. That's just one little poop and you're done, right? So when we are talking frustration, it really is an emotional response, right, to some type of opposition. And it's related, obviously, to anger, annoyance, disappointment. And that is the thing, is that we deal with it regularly, and we tend to think that when our dogs exhibit frustration, that they're being disobedient, that they're being bad, that they're being jerks. And that's just really, that's a little irritating, you know, probably for the dogs. They're like, hey, we see you frustrated all the time. You get frustrated at watching sports on TV that you have absolutely no control over. And so you can see how we just have it on a regular basis. So I think it's only appropriate that we respect and appreciate when our dogs get frustrated that they can actually feel the emotion and have that desire of things. If you have a dog who never gets frustrated, who never desires for anything, are they actually living their best life? Are they not desiring something because they don't feel good? They're not healthy. They're struggling with pain or discomfort, poor gut health, right? If there's no frustration ever, is that dog even living life to its fullest? And I think that that's something we need to consider, right? When dogs don't do anything wrong, they don't make mistakes, they don't try new things, that just goes to show that, are they really happy, right? And are they functioning appropriately? Frustration in dogs is going to be a normal thing. I think frustration in any organism is going to be a normal thing, but it's one, how frustrated do we get? How does it show? How quickly do we bounce back, right? Do we have that resilience to bounce back, get frustrated, work through it, and then find a solution? I think that we think that when dogs are getting frustrated or humans getting frustrated, that they're just exploding without any desire for a result, that they're just being brats, I think is probably the best way to say. And the thing is that they're probably feeling frustrated and showing frustration because they want to know what to do. They want to know what the next best step is or how to get something. And it makes me think about the times that I've spent ignoring behavior that is not self-rewarding, like jumping. You know, we think about ignoring jumping, and it is something that we still do. But if we have a dog who is more likely to get frustrated and start exhibiting frustrated behaviors, then it is our job to make sure that we direct that dog and help that dog be successful. I think that we have to balance the ignoring and redirection, or ignoring and giving direction to dogs. What are some of the things that we might see when dogs are frustrated? Well, some of the things that you may see would be barking, right? Excessive barking, just barking, high-pitched barking, not taking a breath, just this real frustrated. That would be really equivalent to, I would say, screaming and yelling and cursing that we do. Pacing, right? Humans pace a lot when we're frustrated. Dogs can easily pace or circle. Any real repetitive behavior that they can exhibit when they're frustrated. Excessive licking, so that's kind of a behavior that dogs would do to calm themselves. And so if you're feeling frustrated, if they're feeling frustrated, they may start licking themselves, objects, or even you, right? Say you're ignoring the jumping and the dog is getting more frustrated, then they may start maybe licking your legs, or if they can reach your hand, licking your hand. And so these are some of the things that you may see. Now, obviously, your dog may just lick your hand because it tastes salty. It could be that the dog is trying to get your attention for something. Again, take these things in the context that you see, and put the other puzzle pieces together. Destructive behavior, obviously, is something when dogs are frustrated. This is equivalent to us throwing things, kicking things, slamming doors. These dogs may chew on furniture, dig holes. They may tear apart some things in your household. It may happen to be your shirt that was easy access. It doesn't mean that they're mad at you because they chewed your shirt. It's just that was something that they had access to, and that tearing can help to relieve that frustration. You know, how many times have you been frustrated over something and you've torn up paper into 48 million little pieces and thrown them away in the trash with as much anger as you can muster? You know, I have a cat that gets into our closet almost every night because she is in the office overnight. My cats are separated overnight. And so she's in the office, and she'll open the office closet door and pull out our dog speak shirts, our dog speak geek shirts. She has no issue with us. No one wears them. They're for you guys. But she'll just pull them out doesn't do anything with them. That is a very different behavior than, say, frustration. This is just her hunting and sneaking up on these shirts and then pulling them out. So she's just meeting a few of her genetic needs. You can also get dogs that have restlessness, right? They just can't settle, right? When I'm feeling frustrated, I can't settle. I can't sit. I can't watch TV. It's just this kind of overall frustration that you feel. And so that restlessness can be in like pacing or circling, but just getting up, walking over to one bed, laying down, laying there for a few seconds, maybe they shift position, then they get up and try another place. So this can get a little bit of, idea of frustration. Now, this frustration could be coming from not feeling well or having pain when laying down. You know, I get frustrated sometimes when my hamstrings are tight and I bend over to do something and I feel it pull in my back. I feel it pull in my kneecaps. And it's frustrating because I'm athletic and I like to stay busy. So having any type of pain can be very frustrating. Doesn't mean that my partner, say Brett, may not know that I'm frustrated because my hammies are tight. She's just seeing frustration. Right? So she doesn't know why that frustration happens. And I think this is what happens a lot of times with our dogs. We see frustration in dogs, but we assume that they don't have a reason because we don't see it. We don't feel it. We don't see them limping. We don't see them favoring a body part. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of times dogs are in pain. You're not going to see it until they really are suffering. So you really want to pay attention to your dog. You may get a dog that's whining or whimpering, any type of vocalization. They can exhibit a little frustration through that. And obviously, when we're looking at some frustration, aggressive behavior. A dog getting frustrated because you're hovering around them while they're trying to eat. And they get frustrated because you're just hovering. And so they may do a little growl. Right? In your mind, you're thinking, now my dog is resource guarding. Why are you resource guarding? Well, they're not necessarily resource guarding their food. They're just maybe frustrated because you're not giving them the space that they need to eat comfortably. So you've got to make sure that you don't jump conclusions as to why your dog is exhibiting a certain behavior that you may not find appropriate. Don't immediately assume your dog is being an ass. Don't immediately assume that it's inappropriate behavior at an inappropriate time. I really encourage you guys to sit back and watch your dog's behavior and try to put the pieces together instead of automatically assuming what the picture looks like. You'll also get dogs when they're frustrated, especially your retrievers. When they get frustrated, they're going to use their mouth a lot more. So that might be chewing. They may be getting you by the arm and trying to pull you somewhere. They're just putting their mouth on you. Again, just using what they know and what their natural behavior is to exhibit a little bit of this emotion. And so keep in mind that your dog may exhibit frustration differently than another dog you have in the house, or different than the way you think they should, different the way that you've seen dogs do in the past. Really look at it and say, is my dog frustrated? And if that answer is yes, why is my dog frustrated, right? Am I not giving them a consistent daily routine? Are they not getting the physical exercise that they enjoy? Do they need more mental stimulation? Are they having a little bit of anxiety? Is it generalized? Are they just anxious because they're separated? Do they struggle with impulse control and patience? Have we not built that up enough in them? Are we giving that unwanted attention while they're eating a meal? Are we giving them that unwanted attention while they're trying to sleep on the couch, when they're trying to rest? Why do we think that every time our dog is asleep, and really usually in a good sleep, that we should go over and cuddle and snuggle and kiss them on the face? And I say that because I've done it. So we have to make sure that we are being respectful. Are there a lot of noise that's happening and the dog is getting aggravated? You know, people that can't stand a lot of noise and it's frustrating. Why wouldn't our dogs have that? Are there uncomfortable living conditions? Is the temperature too warm, too cold? Are there nowhere soft to lay, right? So it's just thinking about these things with your dog. Does your dog feel frustrated because you're not meeting some needs? Are you not acknowledging that frustration? Therefore, you're building more frustration, right? If a dog is saying, hey, I'm frustrated, I need this, I need that. If we're not recognizing and helping meet that need, we're going to build more frustration. And it is going to come out in other ways. So I encourage you to really sit back, look at your dog, and make sure that you understand all those needs. Make sure you're meeting those appropriately, especially the physical needs. Some dogs, like Daniel said, some dogs really need that social interaction with other dogs. It may only be one other dog or two other dogs. It's not necessarily a trip to the dog park where there's 30 dogs that you know, they don't know. And that's not necessarily fun, right? Do you have more fun going to an event where you know no one, maybe one other, or do you enjoy going to an event where there's maybe four people, you know them all? You know what to expect from them. You know what to get from them. You know their moods. You know how they like to play and interact. So this is something, you know, you want to think about with your dog. Not all dogs enjoy going to the dog park where they don't necessarily know anyone. So look at your dog and say, hey, am I meeting your needs of what you desire? Not what I think you desire, but what you desire. Okay, so that's it. I just want you to be thinking about that. I really want to just kind of throw in a part two because Daniel and I got cut off so easily, but I just know I'm going to get him back, and we are looking at possibly bringing him into Nashville in the surrounding area at the end of 2024, towards the end of 2024, to do the Frustration in Dogs seminar and in-person seminar. So you guys keep an eye out for that. We are in the talks right now, and hopefully we can get that scheduled. So if you have any questions, if you have any ideas for any episodes upcoming, you have any listener questions, please send them to us. We appreciate you, and we love you guys, and really hope that you're getting a whole lot from these episodes that we're putting out. We know that we're only putting them out a couple of times a month, or at least putting out a couple of short ones. We are really trying to work on a new schedule to get information to you guys. So we appreciate your patience, appreciate the fact that you continue to share our episodes and listen to our episodes and respond to our episodes, and we appreciate it. And we hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week.